Hey, recruiting enthusiasts, I'm Priyanka, and welcome to Tech Recruiting Unfiltered podcast, a podcast for gaining all the insider knowledge about the top recruiters in the tech industry. This week, I'm pleased to introduce Muthukumaran, who is a talent acquisition leader at Wipro. With over two decades of extensive experience across a wide spectrum of industries, he is a complete TA expert. Welcome to the podcast, Muthu. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Priyanka, for the warm welcome. Thank you for having me here. And it's my great pleasure to be part of the Tech Hiring Unfiltered podcast. Looking forward.
Yeah, I'm super thrilled to have you here as well. So how are you doing today, Muthu?
I'm doing great, Priyanka. How are you?
I'm doing great too. And, you know, I'm really excited to chat with you and learn more about your journey. So to start off, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Wipro? And I'm curious to know, like, how your journey began in this industry.
Sure. See, I'm currently working with Wipro Technologies at Bangalore, leading a BLSA hiring for Wipro India. And prior to this, I was with HCL Technologies. I was heading lateral recruitment for Vijayawada location. You would have gone through my LinkedIn profile. I'm a versatile recruitment professional. I've been into multiple industries. I have close to 18 years of experience. I started my career with a consulting firm. Spectrum Consulting was my initial assignment. I worked there for 3 years. And if you look at, I worked in IT product, services, engineering, research and development, and banking, electronic manufacturing, and media industry. Currently into IT recruitment. And I'm a postgraduate in human resource management from Madras School of Social Work. And I love playing basketball. I'm passionate about playing basketball.
Nice.
I represented Madras University and won All India University Championship.
Wow.
This is a short introduction about me.
Amazing. You know, I love that you're into basketball as well. I used to play basketball in my school in college days, and I was leading the, you know, girls team in college, and I've always loved basketball. So we can always talk more about that. So since when have you been playing basketball?
It's from my school days, from standard onwards. I played close to 20 years.
Wow.
From school days.
Amazing. Yeah.
I played in school teams, college team, and then I played for corporate teams. So I won tournaments for corporate teams representing.
Nice.
MNCs. Yeah. It's journey, right? Whenever we get time, we go and play. Nowadays, it's not that frequent, but whenever I get time, I go and play.
So you're a leader, and you know you're into sports as well. So how do you manage to maintain a healthy balance between work and play?
See, sports is the one area where you will feel more relaxed when you love playing basketball or any other game. It's that 40 minutes or 1 hour, your concentration is only on the game, actually.
Yeah.
Where you work all week and a lot of stress and a lot of pressure on fulfillment and other aspects, when you play a game, you feel more relaxed in time over the weekend.
Yeah.
Catch up with the friends and play 1 hour game, sweat it out and feel relaxed.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And, you know, I think you were recently a part of TA Leadership Retreat 2023, and you got the chance to have some really interesting discussions with the top TA leaders. So how was your overall experience, and any key takeaways you'd like to share with us?
This TA Leadership Retreat, I think, was organized by People, and it was an amazing event, and experience-wise, wonderful experience. But you see, earlier, there were seminars more of broader HR aspects, and this was exclusive TA Summit, where I see only TA leaders were participating across. There are close to 100 TA leaders participated, if I remember, and I see this trend recently, because last year was the recruiter's year. Almost all recruiters have done excellent job, adding huge volume, FY22 I'm talking, which maybe brought in more discussions and debates on talent acquisition challenges and talent acquisition strategies. And this seminar was very helpful in terms of sharing the best practices, strategies, and different perspective, and how to address the TA challenges from different leaders from the industry. And I was part of IT services roundtable discussion as well. Yeah. And It was a great discussion I had with my peers on great resignation, great recession, and also challenges in the IT hiring. So coming to takeaways, I would say two things, which is going to be more or less similar where all recruitment or corporate look at. One, I would say artificial intelligence, how it is impacting recruitment in the current trend.
Yeah.
See, when we talk about recruitment, it is full of data, fixed task, and transaction driven. Every day, you will have a lot of transaction, you will get lost. Closing the loop on time is more important to a recruitment organization. And also, it helps build a trust with the customer and fulfillment on time. So, data-driven recruitment is going to help to find solution with the effective use of AI tool. That is going to be the trend in the next decade. And it will help to avoid the effort loss at right time because we focus. We go in a direction without data, or we put more efforts in interviewing, calling, all those things. We don't use the AI. Then at one point of time, we lose time.
Yeah.
Time is more precious. If we don't fill the position on time, business loses the opportunity.
Yeah.
I think recruiters should be empowered with advanced recruitment technology and mobile-driven softwares. They need to be trained, and organization will be successful in identifying talent on time if they are going to focus on AI-driven approach in the recruitment. Second takeaway, this many of them echoed in the summit, it's always a candidate-driven market. People are telling, last year it was candidate-driven market, but my thought is always it is a candidate-driven market. I've already mentioned in other session as well, candidate is a king. Like how a customer is a king for a business.
Yeah.
Like likewise, candidate is a king for a recruitment or any organization. They are the backbone. So one should understand, any recruiter should understand candidate better. And we need to take utmost care to engage them and provide right information to them. And we need to be a coach. A recruiter should be a coach in terms of advising and also taking right decision as well. These are a couple of key takeaways.
Yeah, I think like you rightly said, it's always a candidate-driven market and it always will be. And companies should start and should always make candidate as the, you know, top priority. And along with, you know, the technology, you know, constantly evolving, everyone should, you know, evolve and adapt to it and make the best use of it. So, Muthu, you were with HCL from 2010 to 2014 and you returned to them in 2021 and were there till 2022. So, I'm very curious to know, like, what motivated you to join your HCL family again after almost 7 years?
Okay, interesting question. See, HCL is a great place to work, Priyanka.
Yeah.
You've seen that many people are there for long years and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a highly challenging environment, very highly challenging, complex environment. But the good thing, it empowers the recruiter, help them to implement their thoughts, and it creates a conducive environment to learn and grow and take up more challenges. So when you do good, HCL will provide you more challenges, which will give more learnings. So during my initial stint with HCL, they gave me more freedom of operation and execution. I still remember when I was hiring for hardware, VLSI, embedded, for engineering domain, a niche area, super niche area.
Yeah.
Those days in 2010, where the scarcity was there for this technology and skill across actually. So I proposed to target tier 3 cities with the market intelligence done to the business heads. What is the availability of niche semiconductor domain across India? And business was very supportive. They are ready to take that risk, exploring. We traveled across. I took panels along with me. I traveled to Coimbatore, Cochin, Trivandrum, Pune, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Noida, across. I was hiring across India for VLSI, hardware embedded for HCL. Traveled across. And they were more specific on the plan and result. And result was there. And we were successful in ramping up that number in very short span. That was the highest in single year itself in that domain, hiring in a single year for niche.
Nice.
So that opportunity excites me. That gave me a lot of opportunity to learn and implement my thoughts. Coming to your point, the same reason they reached out to me in November 2021, second stint. So it was heading the HCL Technologies Vijayawada location. And it was a different challenge. I think it was in the fag end of the pandemic. And November 21, still, we don't know how the market will change. And hiring was slow across. None of the company actively hiring. And HCL opportunity came to me. They said that we need to ramp up 1,000 people in a year. That was the opportunity, and it excited me. And it was all three business: digital, engineering, and infra. Those are the major business which brings revenue to HCL. And managing all three business is a different level of challenge.
Yeah.
So that excited me, Priyanka. Why not when opportunities are there, and definitely it's a highly challenging environment. So I decided to take up that opportunity. And it is Tier 3 city. Vijayawada is not like Chennai, Bangalore.
Yeah.
Telangana, you will find all the IT companies. Okay, it is densely populated. You name a company, it is there in Hyderabad. But in Andhra, you don't find much of IT companies. And it is a great opportunity for me to take up this challenge and prove my talent. That was a great opportunity. So I decided to take it.
Awesome. You know, like you said, if companies are providing the employees or the potential candidates the opportunities for growth and learning, and as well as, like you said, like giving them the ownership of taking decisions in their, you know, role and responsibilities and, you know, moving ahead, I think that's really great and very exciting for them. And I think you and your team at HCL have done a fantastic job in ramping up the entire process and achieving great feats. So since, you know, you've been with HCL for a while, can you give us an overview of the evolution of HCL you have observed between your time back then and, I know, after you returned? And can you also like share with us a few learnings you have gained while working at HCL?
Definitely, Priyanka. See, the second stint with HCL is an altogether different challenge.
Yeah.
While the business operations was same in HCL, and it was highly complex and highly challenging because everything is virtual. See, earlier when I spoke about initial stint, you do everything in office, you bring people to the venue, interview, all those things. Here, even more complex, it is a virtual. You need to manage team virtual, manage business virtual, manage candidates virtual, and it is a different approach which is needed. So I managed an entire 2 years remotely. I used to travel to the location frequently, but the key learnings when I say it is virtual, it was a firefighting situation when I joined, because it was in a pandemic. They didn't hire much. Hardly they hired close to 250 laterals. Laterals I'm talking. But there were parallelly freshers also hired. I had a humongous task, Himalayan task, where I need to ramp up close to 450, 500 in a year. Technology talents.
Wow.
The first thing learning is to build a high-performing team. So team was there in the pandemic, which was in a different pace. I need to take them in a high pace and get this numbers done. It's a different ballgame, volume.
Yeah.
High volume. So I need to build a high-performing team. That was the one challenge. Then I need to deliver the results quick, because it was the same time you look at the Great Recession also started and market also picked. And in February 2021, that time market also picked up. So market also picked up, and then we need to be even more quick. Turnaround time should be more fast.
Yeah.
Streamline the recruitment process, and you need to gain the business and attract opportunities for Vijayawada. So Vijayawada was still growing. There was a challenge where limited resource. So you need to bring in the resource talents, and you need to attract more business opportunities. You need to gain the trust that these talents, Java full stack, or let it be L2, L3 protocol development, or from infra side, SAP or other skills, which is possible to hire from Vijayawada, you need to gain the business trust. These are the challenges were before me. And one biggest challenge is Vijayawada is a cost effective center. You can't hire at similar cost where you hire in Bangalore.
Yeah.
Or in the metropolitan cities. You need to hire 10% lesser cost than the other cities, actually. It is 100% direct, okay? No vendor usage.
Okay.
So volume and 100% direct. So I need to literally build my team, make them high performing and empower them and help them to be successful. That was my task, actually. So there was a good learning. And I've ramped up the team from 12 to 22 recruiters. To achieve the target. And also some of the key approaches helped me learning. I would say learning or key approach. I've set a clear-cut goals and metrics to the team in terms of reducing the cost by 10%, which is aligned to their appraisal as well. Reducing 10% less than other regions, and also time to fill. And there was other daily metrics like profile submission, interviews, number of interviews, selections, target selections, get offers, target joiners. It was a close connect, because virtual, you need to have a close connect.
Yeah.
Same time, you should not be no micromanagement.
Yeah.
There is a difference between connect and micromanage. You should not do that. Okay. You should trust your team, but at the same time, understand the challenge and help them to be successful. I've literally mentored my managers. I had 3 direct reportees and I had 22 requests reporting. So I've empowered my team to find solution on their own. If you're going to pitch in an address for each and every challenge, you will get lost in the transactions. That empowerment helped the recruiters as well. They also felt good. Okay, I find solution. I know everybody knows. Okay, if you look at in recruitment over a period of time, they need some guidance. But once they learn, they know what to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was always data driven approach, Priyanka. If you ask me. Main thing that helped me is data-driven approach. I've centralized the data. We had a common area where we store entire data. Retrieval also easy. With that, we were able to pull out report and also present to stakeholder on time. Okay, and we can respond faster. Okay, turnaround time was fast. And complete streamline happened after I've joined. Within 2-3 months, the streamlined. And you need to be very firm implementing the data management. Otherwise, it's not going to be on track.
Right.
So that was the biggest learning for me, actually. Data will help you to win the stakeholder confidence, also to get the results. If something is not working, you change your strategy and you divert to different area. That's how you will work. Okay, that helped me a lot, actually. And one of the thing was biggest learning, virtual, you need to have a dedicated panel. Let it be Java full stack or any technologies, you need to have a dedicated panel. If you don't have a dedicated panel, you're going to struck. The process is going to delay. So we did an exercise of identifying dedicated panel in different businesses and we had good pool of panels. And every weekend we did a virtual weekend drives. Almost every weekend we had target numbers and we were able to bring the footfall across a different approach where we mapped Telugu people across South India. Predominantly across South India, because you need to relocate to Vijayawada. It's not going to be too long in virtual. They need to relocate once the campus is open. So we targeted Telugu people. If you look at any IT companies, there is a reasonable amount of Telugu population is there. Okay. I would say 30 to 40% is Telugu population. Usually people are there, but not much opportunities in Andhra. Okay. We targeted those talents to bring back to their home. Okay, that was a different approach we did and which helped us to do the process seamless. When we have a dedicated panel and conduct interviews seamless, then the results were on track. We got the selections and we were able to achieve the target quarter on quarter. Okay, and the biggest learning is the post-offer follow-up, where if you look at every company in the globe had the challenge last financial year, there is a high decline ratio, close to never seen 50% decline ratio in my 18 years of experience, but last year was exception. Almost 50%, almost all the company touched. How to reduce the decline? So we had a structured, defined a structured process where post-offer follow-up with a different approach. There was a 4 level of filter we did, initial 2 level and then also before offering 2 level filter, so that avoid the unnecessary declines if candidate is not keen. And also close connect ones after release, weekly twice we had interactions with candidate, capturing those information in red, amber, green status. Recruiter confidence level, recruiter is the best person to know their candidate pulse. Okay, so that helped us to reduce the decline ratio reasonably as well. That was the biggest learning for me. One more thing, when the volume, stress, number, everything is there, you should never forget to appreciate your team on time. See, motivated team will give without what to be done. That helped me. I've given rewards where a couple of my managers got promoted and there was a spontaneous appreciation on good work done, and there was a good feedback from delivery as well, which motivated them that we have brought the visibility to leadership level on the appreciation, everything. Those are the key learnings, I would say, with my second stint. It was amazing. The experience itself, even though it is little pressure, stress, but the experience is the best in the virtual. We did close to 640 IS. My target was 450. 450 was my target, but we did close to 640 in a financial year. That was close to 3 times higher from the previous pandemic.
Yeah.
So that was the success model, actually. And the business also gained trust. and one of the fastest growing location. Vijayawada HCL is one of the fastest growing location. They ramped up 3,000 within 2.5 years or something.
Wow.
None of the IT companies who have set up operations in India has grown in this level this fast.
I think, you know, you've shared some really amazing learnings and, you know, your unique approaches and methods, which have worked well for you. And I really liked how you solved all the challenges, no matter how difficult they were, and you took them as a challenge. And I can clearly see that you had a very exciting time in, you know, handling those challenges. And I think you've done it very successfully as well, you and your team. And, you know, you've been a great leader, empowering your team. And the one thing I, you know, loved about what you said is appreciating the employees with rewards and recognition at the right time. I think that's well said, Muthu. And I think you touched a bit upon how you've done a, you know, quite a bit of lateral hiring at HCL. So would you be able to share with us, you know, the common mistakes you have seen companies making during this process?
Okay. See, I would not say the common mistake. So a couple of things come to my mind when I think of organization where they're missing. So one is waiting for the purple squirrel.
Yeah.
Dealing the decision to hire, particularly in niche technology, niche skill hiring. I've been, majority of my hiring is in niche skill.
Yeah.
The combination of skill set you expect will not be available. So Priyanka would have gained experience after joining this organization, acquired some competency skills over a period of time. I can't expect same Priyanka outside. That is not possible. Yeah. Okay. Same combination of skill set where multiple areas she can manage or multitasking. You can't expect that actually. So you need to find out what is must-have skill, what is trainable skill, and which is core to get a business. So those you need to look at, and that will help. While you delay the decision to hire, finding a right person, the competitor somewhere else will be smart, will be going with adjacent skills, alternative skills, and different proposal, and get the projects. That was the one thing I think organization to rethink. And second one is on the branding. Most of the companies focus on branding. Last 2 years, I've seen almost all the companies, even smaller companies, focus more on branding. Branding is not external alone. It is internal.
Yeah.
Inclusion, which matters, which is more important. The inclusion is more important. Whatever you do, branding, great place to work, this organization, then we acquired a company, all those things are external. But biggest branding is the ethics and culture-driven organization, which you invest in your employees, that is going to help to reduce your attrition. They're going to stay because the organization is the best place to work. It is not because what we publish externally.
Yeah.
How we take care of our employees. And that will also help for a higher employee referral ratio. When you have a good organization ethics or culture driven, where you help people to grow and empower people, then you have more employee referral where they feel like referring their family members or friends, bring in more people, and they will become a partner to you to help your business. So your employee will become an ultimate brand ambassador. So these two, I would say, it's not a mistake, but some of the areas where they need to focus. And I've done a survey as well. I've done a feedback, Priyanka, I'm not talking without data. I've done a feedback survey with the interviewed candidates. I've implemented this in one of the organizations where I've created a Google form, and then I've sent to them all the interviewed candidates, made sure that all the recruiters get that feedback form within 2 days of the interview, which was helped me in multiple aspects, from recruiter aspects and stakeholder aspect, from organization aspect, branding, and multiple things I've taken a feedback, which gave me very interesting insights, Priyanka. So based on that, I was able to fix real-time problem and speed up the hiring. So why I'm insisting on internal branding, that is going to be helping organization for attracting right talents.
Like you rightly said, you know, having an effective feedback mechanism is really key from, you know, both the candidates who have been selected and especially from the candidates who have been rejected or who have declined the offer, as, you know, they will be able to give you more honest feedback about the entire process. And so you mentioned that you have gained extensive experience in niche skills and, you know, leadership hiring. So when it comes to niche hiring, I want to understand a bit about how you approach it, because niche hiring in itself is very hard to crack, and especially for skills like VLSI and all of that, it's a different ball game altogether. So can you walk me through the entire assessment process from source till hire, which have worked well for you, and what are some common areas you have seen companies often like overlooking during this process?
See, niche skill hiring is a different ballgame, as you rightly said. See, my approach, like, you should be very clear, okay, with the expectation from the business. That is the topmost priority. Your intake discussion should be detailed. You need to have a standard intake template to capture business expectation clearly. Where you say job description, they share job description. But you should have an intake, recruiter should have an intake template, standard intake template to capture on multiple parameters before you start. What is mandatory skills and then, or mandatory or must-have skills, or what is good to have skills, which can be trained. And then domain, which domain you're specifically being. What are the technical competency? One area, maybe you may look at Java full stack, where you look at with React or Angular in the front end, and you may look at microservices or Spring Boot in the back end. Where what level you're expecting front end and back end combination? Is it okay if you look at alternative technologies where you can train? What is the competency level you look? The initial discussion is more important. You need to be very clear with the expectation, and you need to set the expectation with the business as well. What you need to do, you need to do market intelligence before starting. When you see that some new requirements come, which is the combination of skill set is niche and it is not available, you need to do a market intelligence with the available data in job portals or LinkedIn or social media, and you need to present it to the stakeholder. And you need to get into agreement with what is possible, what is not possible. Business also understand the real-time challenge, and you set the expectation in the other end with the stakeholder. Otherwise, if you kickstart with sourcing, okay, this skill, go ahead, do sourcing, then they will interview 100 people. They say, no, Muthu is not giving any good quality profiles. Then I need to see, look at, this is what the availability, this is what we agreed, and this is what the market availability, and these are the trainable skills. You need to look at alternative things. You need to get into the setting the expectations clearly with the business. They understand. If you go with the data, they understand. And you need to map the talent, targeted organizations for the talents. Identify the organization where maybe this VLSI you spoke, which are the target companies in India. Maybe tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3, which are the target companies there in India. And there are projects, okay, they mention specifically. These are the projects. If you look at, typically they will work in similar projects. VLSI domains, they will work in similar projects. You need to take the projects and map those projects, or maybe client. Most of the customer services, they will work for top three giants in the globe in VLSI domain. Look at those three client names, okay, who's the customer. Everybody mentioned the customer name in the resume. Those talents available across, talent mapping you need to do. You need to use a Boolean search. It is not a general search. You need to have create a very good Boolean, and then you need to do a targeted passive search, passive job hunter search in the LinkedIn. And your engagement strategy should be different. It is not the normal thing where you send an email, are you looking for a job? That is not going to help in LinkedIn. When niche, it is only LinkedIn. Okay, I would say when it comes to niche, it is not in job portals where you find huge number of profiles. They are not looking for change. They get job with references only with their friends, and they have been identified. So you need to be more smart enough with the right emails and good engagement with the candidate. And then you should to work on the email response ratio, which a leader should monitor. What is the email response ratio of my team member? How I can help? What is the best practices I can bring in to increase the email response ratio? So typically now the email ratio is very low, but ideal I would say around 50 to 60% if you target response ratio, nothing like that. Then meeting your goals, you will find a talent. And most important, you need to engage with the panels. While you do all this exercise, your engagement with panel is more important to provide the right information and also involve them in the process of identifying the niche talents. So There was one opportunity which I remember. We were looking at data science way back in 2015 when I was working with $26 billion organization. We were ramping up data science professionals in India. So where we were looking at a combination of skills, little niche, which is availability is very limited across India. We mapped organization. We mapped some of the key data science organization, analytics company in India. We mapped it. Some of the companies had two data science or three data science. When it comes to core development, data science thing, it was very limited. We did a targeted mapping in LinkedIn. We took LinkedIn professionals' help in terms of cloning and Boolean to identify the specific combination of skills required for data science. And then we did a different approach. We had a briefing session with technical panel. Technical panel used to talk to the panel candidate 15 minutes briefing about the projects. Those people will not come for brand and other things. They are excited to look at what problem I would maybe address. Okay, this challenge, how it is going to impact. Okay, so we also did different approach. We were mapping which are the organization that provide data science course. And we mapped key institute from India. And then we targeted from those institute passed out people. We reached out to them as well. And there was one interesting thing where Kaggle ranking is there. There is a site Kaggle which provides ranking based on a candidate can go and submit their solutions in that portal. And they will be ranked based on that. Based on the Kaggle ranking also, we targeted talent. So it is different approach when it comes to different skill. When I said Java full stack different, when you go to super niche area like data science domain, your approach itself should be different. Okay, where you need to involve business also in briefing. You need to literally attract talent. Mm. And we were able to bring into the table and had a right discussion. We had people from Microsoft and pretty big organizations who were into data science, actually, Eton and other companies. But they were really excited about the project. So approach should be different, Priyanka, when it comes to niche hiring.
True, you know, very true. And instead of, you know, sticking with the traditional approach, recruiters need to go with the, you know, more creative approaches. And like you said, they need to focus more on personalization of the emails and the whole engagement strategy as well. So Muthu, like how different does this whole strategy and the process get when it comes to leadership hiring? And as a top-notch leadership, you know, hiring specialist yourself, any tips you would like to share with us from your experience?
Leadership hiring is a little complex and a little challenging. Typically, if you look at when it comes to C-level or any leadership hiring, vice president level or any senior level hiring, organization involved executive search firms. Predominantly, they use executive search firms because the approach itself is different. But leading the leadership hiring with a $26 billion organization in India. My task also was to bring in more diversity in leadership as well. So where we were able to bring in from 5%, we were able to increase to 36% in leadership hiring.
Oh,
that was a huge thing. Global demand is different.
Yeah.
So coming to leadership hiring approach, it is a different approach and different ballgame. And you need to have a structured way of interaction with both heads and then with the candidates. Leaders who are there in the market. So here it is different stakeholder. Different leaders will be involved in selecting a leader. It is not one global organization. If you look at, they will not go with one interview. So they will have multiple leaders itself in finalizing a candidate. So you need to connect with those leader first. Find out what is that they are expecting from this leadership person. Your discussion, initial discussion, capture the competency, skills, and also soft skills and domain or what kind of experience they gain. Multiple things you need to capture from different leaders who are involved in the interviewing process. It should be very detailed discussion and then it should be recorded. You need to agree as well. And then coming to hiring that kind of position, you need to find out what problem this leader is going to address. Why this position is required? Is it a new position or it is a replacement position? Why? So that is more important. Then you know you can find out a right person outside. If you don't know why you're hiring this resources, what problem he's going to address, or what is the P&L he's going to manage, profit and loss he's going to manage, what is the revenue he's going to manage, you're not going to attract the right person if you directly start in the process. Typically, the process is like this. We have done a talent mapping and editing approach. This is how executive search firm also does, I think. But what I've done, we have mapped talent across India, headhunt approach. And we also use STAR method of behavioral interviewing, where situation-based questions you should ask. You need to be very clear with what you want and what you're going to talk to that leadership person. And in a task, how we will manage or what kind of solutions he provide, and some of the action which he has implemented and how he has done. More of a behavioral interviewing, what you need to do in the leadership hiring.
Yeah.
So I can share one of my experience identifying a very key role, head of government affairs. This was a new role itself. Same I was telling. So 3 years I was managing the leadership hiring in that US-based multinational, $26 billion organization, where they were looking at government affairs head in India. So when I started the initial discussion, it was four different leaders who involved in hiring, actually.
Okay.
One was from legal side, one was finance head, then one was managing director, then other one was the operations head. It was different, altogether different profile itself, where availability is also not there. Not many company has this government affairs head, but big companies had. That time only I also got to know when I did a mapping for this organization. The expectation itself little complex. You need to have experience in managing central government, ministries, and key government officials, and then similarly in state government. This person should know about government schemes with reference to manufacturing operations or subsidies, what kind of subsidies or benefits that government provides. So you need to proactively get involved with the government and bring in more subsidies or multiple benefits to the organization. And you need to be well connected with the local bodies as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was not an easy task, actually. So I did an initial understanding with those key stakeholders. And then what we did is we did a mapping. Similar like that, we did a mapping. And we were able to find very few people. I did a mapping. And I did an initial discussion with the hiring manager directly. There was a global head who was interviewing. So I did a discussion with him. Along with him, I did a LinkedIn search. And then I was showing some of the profiles, sample profiles. Then he was looking at. Then he gave a set of expectation. These are the kind of combination. Then we started, I started this mapping of this talent across India. I mapped 32 leaders. We mapped 32 leaders across India. And we presented to the stakeholders. We didn't reach out to the candidates. We presented it. These are the 32 top talents available in this experience and combination of skill set and whatever competency and other things, expectation. These are the 32 talents with the LinkedIn on. And they filtered 10 out of that. Okay, top 10. We literally headhunted. We reached out. We had an engagement strategy. We literally headhunted them. There were two level of briefing call done by me in terms of making them understanding what it is. We reached out. And then what is the growth of organization globally and India? What is the scope of work? A lot of effort in terms of selling, more selling.
Yeah.
Then we interviewed 5 and we did finalize 2 and we offered one joint. It doesn't happen in a period of time where you say, no, you send a requirement, you send it to profile in one day. No, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. We did that mapping itself for 2 weeks. Then the approach and everything, it took for another 2-3 months to complete the process itself.
True, you know, very true. And thank you so much for sharing those insights from your experiences with us. It's really helpful for our listeners. And, you know, I was going through your LinkedIn profile and one interesting thing which caught my eye was in your time with Flex, I think you've mentioned the average source mix as 38% employee referral and 44% direct source, 15% LinkedIn and 6% vendor. According to you, like, which method did you find to be most successful and why?
This is a very good question. In fact, my metrics or achievement with HCL in 2010 to 14 was better, actually. There were 55% employee referral. So, in this area, 55% referral ratio, employee referral. One of the most effective source, I would say, is employee referral. So, where it's a different approach we did when I was with HCL managing the VLSI hiring for HCL India, I literally did a floor walk. Okay, I literally did a floor walk in the ODC, interacting with the talents.
Mm-hmm.
It is not over the mail. You send a mail, they will.
Yeah.
That is not going to work. You need to connect. And the process I involved is I involved the business heads to send an email to their team members, because you should go from their managers. If managers itself not taking accountability to get resource for their team, how we can expect from outside, correct? They have huge team, correct? Any company, they have huge team.
Yeah.
It is not that they don't have team, but the challenge they will say, no, I'm not getting resources. Recruitment is not able to find. But the challenge is, my team member is also not giving profiles, right?
Hmm.
I have 500 resources. I'm not getting single profile from my team.
Hmm.
That is also the biggest challenge, right?
Sure, yeah.
So you put the ball on that court and let them drive, no? Let them be part of helping organization to be successful, correct? They need to take part. And which is possible, okay? If they have right intent, and if organization is good, project is good, but it is possible. And I got 55% of employee referral in HCL technology. That is the best. Joining ratio also will be better. One, the person get incentive because of employee referral, he gets some money. Second, he does a job. The person who referred, he is going to do your job. He's going to follow up. Hey, guy, I've referred you. My manager will ask tomorrow, you referred you and that guy didn't join. He will have a pressure. And better joining ratio. Okay. One of the most effective source, I would say, is employee referral. And niche-skill area, this is going to help any organization. Mm. Coming to rest of the things, ideally, I would say anything more than 30% employee referral is the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then rest, you can define based on the organization.
Mm.
So coming to LinkedIn, with HCL prior to Wipro, it was completely through job portals, Naukri or other job portals. LinkedIn is very minimal. In my current organization, majorly into LinkedIn. You don't get people in these technologies, design verification, physical design, or DFT. Those kind of technology availability is limited. They're not available in job portals. Engagement, LinkedIn engagement, slightly more. Even then, employer referral, LinkedIn percentage was slightly more, close to 60% conversion ratio. But LinkedIn is one good thing is it is a passive job seeker. If you are having a right approach on social media and trying to attend, that is a second best source, I would say.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I think during your time with Centum Group, you have driven employer branding and social media recruitment. And you've been able to like successfully increase the Glassdoor rating, you know, from like 3.2 to 3.8. Now, that's a fantastic achievement, Muthu. And when it comes to employer branding and social media recruitment, what do you think are some factors that companies often overlook?
So when I talk about this branding, I still remember the initial assignment when I started in 2004. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was working with Spectrum Consulting, initial stage, where I need to help a global organization, a semiconductor company, to get talents in India. 2004, I'm talking.
Mm.
It was a KLA Tencor was customer at that time. I need to brand the organization. Nobody knows KLA Tencor. KLA Tencor were customer for HCL or multiple other companies in India, but nobody knows what KLA Tencor in India. I did literally branding, selling about the organization. Let it be that company, or initially I supported iSoft where they were into healthcare products. There was a product, I still remember, Lorenzo was a product, hospital management or other management, where I literally sold the project and sold the organization to the every candidate. Branding started from there.
Hmm.
Okay, branding started from there. And any organization, the branding is a key to attract the talents. Mm-hmm. Coming to your question on Centum, the Glassdoor rating and branding, it was a different approach. Centum was a highly complex and challenging environment. It was not like similar hiring in IT hiring. I was heading recruitment for Strategic Electronic Business Unit. Centum, I didn't know that is more of engineering IT. Then there was a EMS, Electronic Manufacturing and Services business. All three I was heading.
Yeah.
So these three different business had different challenges and different expectation. Most important, these three businesses needed a branding. We were having very tough challenge because market is also limited. This area is very super niche area. All three are different, but all are into super niche area. It was a highly challenging assignment. So this electronic manufacturing and services, you need to target EMS domain, electronics guys only. You need to look at electronics engineers, core engineers in multiple areas. Similarly, with strategic electronic business unit, you need to hire a core guys where that organization was supporting a major project for India. They were supporting for ISRO, where they contributed 400 components to Chandrayaan 2.
Wow.
It was highly, they need to have real talents to design and develop and failed, right?
Yeah.
Design, and it's highly complex. You need to get core development design guys, let it be embedded or FPGA design or anything. You need to have core guys. Branding should be there. Approach should be different. Similarly, with Arduino, the branding pitch was totally different. I branded the same thing. What I said to you, contributed 400 components to Chandrayaan 2. Same I branded with all, I sold with all the candidates. This is what we are contributing. It is a proud assignment for any IT resources to work in this kind of projects and do multiple projects for global companies. Feeling proud at doing for India is going to... That branding itself totally different. Okay, yes. There is a write-up. Similarly, when I was hiring for Arduino, Centum Arduino, Centum, Indian company, acquired a French company, 30-year-old company. It is into engineering services. Nobody knows that company in India. When I started to brand about Arduino, in India, if you look at, we started engineering services. IT services were there, software services was there. Engineering services, we started maybe around 20 years or 25 years before. 30 years before somebody is doing, European were dominant in engineering services. They started 30 years before. Look at the IPs they have created. So many knowledge or competencies they have. If you work in those kind of environment, your learning will be better. I sold that actually.
Nice, yeah.
And when it comes to Glassdoor strategy, Centum as manufacturing people, where some of them may go and put simple things like food, or one day they are not happy with the food, then they will go and write in the Glassdoor. When it comes to IT and strategic different things, those will be fixed in one day. People who won't go and put unhappy things, it is a one day thing. So what we did, I initiated a drive on Glassdoor feedback across the organization, ask them to provide genuine feedback. Only people who are not happy, they go and write, right? But there are people, huge number of people who are there long term, who are there in the organization. They are happy, enjoying the core development, core work in manufacturing, core work in all these areas. They're happy and they don't know Glassdoor. They don't go and put this drive. And many people came out and shared their views. I've never asked anybody to put good. But and if you tell also, nobody is going to tell good if it is bad. Nobody knows what it is. But that helped, that drive to build organization. Employee came forward and shared their best experience. And that helped to reach that score of Glassdoor. I connected with the Glassdoor Spock, one of the Spock who was sitting in Europe. And then I took his help in terms of building the Glassdoor itself for Centum. I worked along with Marcom, marketing and communication, bring in some communication and marketing strategy to get this moving, so that we also create a visibility, right information, providing right information to the market and candidate, because they don't know. That helped. In fact, I was able to attract from product companies, big product companies. They were excited to work on this kind of projects, because they will be a small fish in a big pond. Here it's 500 resources in France, India and Canada. It will be a big guy working on a core domain area. That helped me to attract the best talents, and we were successful with that approach, and we were able to ramp up good numbers at Centum as well.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, you and your team have been able to achieve some really amazing feats, so kudos to you and your entire team for that. And before we wrap up our conversation, I wanted to ask you, Muthu, so your experience in the industry goes back to more than two decades. So any tips or advice you would like to share with the budding recruiters out there?
I think recruiters has done a great job, excellent job. FY22 was the recruiter year. I posted a comment in LinkedIn. I have celebrated Recruiter Day, where I mentioned that was the best year, 2022. Never before or after, I don't know after, but never before it has happened that so much volume we have hired and we are successful across globe, all recruiters. I'd like to congratulate all recruiters.
Yeah.
And talent acquisition is the backbone for any organization. Now, you see the demand for right recruiter, good talent acquisition heads is increasing. because you need to be there in the competition. You need to identify talents. So my tips to the budding recruiter, they need to understand the technologies, business and market. And they need to spend more time with the stakeholders to get hold of the requirement. And they should not jump into sourcing without proper intake. Okay, that's most important. And as I earlier pointed, branding and selling your organization is key to attract the right talents and also to make them join. It will help you to increase the joining ratio as well. So they need to focus more on branding. Understand the business. If they do the first three, then they will do this rightly. And they need to have a structured way of capturing the data. And data should be centralized. It should help to reduce the effort loss. It should not be the burden. And then most important, stakeholder connect is key to fulfill any position. If you are understanding the business, connecting with the stakeholders, providing the right information at right time every week, review with them, and understand their challenges also, help them for all recruiters, that is going to definitely help. And most important, put yourself in the candidate's shoe. Yes. Think how you want to be treated during the recruitment process. You need to help candidate. I always say candidate is a king. You need to understand the candidate better and sell the candidate for the business. To sell the business alone. Sell the candidate. Not that I'm sending a profile, Java full stack, this is Java full stack. No. Find out what he is good at, multiple skills. That guy has gained experience almost 10 years or 15 years in some technologies. Understand, rate it. Get the self rating from the candidate. Java 8, I score 8 out of 10. Then maybe in Spring Boot, I score myself at 10 out of 10. Maybe one of the skill he may be lacking, which that the business may be looking at. But you sell the candidate. Then you are adding a value to whatever work you're doing. Every candidate has gained some experience in specific technology. Every candidate is good candidate. Without that, why the companies are having them in working in projects? They are also supporting global projects, right? And the 100 interview, 100 resources are getting rejected. That is not correct. We need to sell the candidate literally. Okay, that is most important. And finally, I would say take responsibility and accountability. Every recruiter know what they need to do to get that. They don't need to wait for someone to come and tell them, okay, no, this, go and fix. They need to find. So there should be restlessness. Okay, there should be restlessness. They need to find. If things are not working, they need to write a mail. No, this is pending for 2 days or 2 weeks. And then I'm losing a candidate. Then tomorrow you don't come and ask, no, I lost the business because you were not able to bring in the resources.
Yeah,
it is because of the delay. And you should feel that. And you need to take responsibility and accountability, get things done. Getting things done is the key for any recruiter to get be successful in their career. These are my tips, Priyanka.
Those are some really great learnings you've shared, Muthu. And, you know, that brings us to the end of our conversation. I had a wonderful time chatting with you, Muthu. And I absolutely loved the in-depth insights and tips you've shared with us today. So thanks again for joining Tech Recruiting Unfiltered podcast.
Thank you, Priyanka. I had a really great time. It's my great pleasure to be with you. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Tech Recruiting Unfiltered podcast. We hope you enjoyed as well as learned from it. To gain more such insights, join us for our next episode. You can follow us on LinkedIn at Technical Hiring Showcase page and our website technical-hiring.com to receive all the updates. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time.